Umgyanatimirandhasya
Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shizurave Namaha.
I don't usually speak at initiation ceremonies, except a few words, because, you know, I go through a few initiation ceremonies a year, so you can listen to the speeches I've made on those days on recording. So I'm recording this. Anyway, I came to say a few words today on the request of Narakriti Prabhu. Narakriti Param Brahma. The Supreme Truth is in the form of a human being. So you can't refuse. That's what Prabhupada said when he was in London and his disciple Bhagavan Das was based in France, came to bring Prabhupada to France. And actually Prabhupada was very sick and he didn't want to travel any extra, but Bhagavan had very good reasons. He said, we have installed a lift so you won't have to walk up the stairs, and gave so many reasons. And eventually Prabhupada agreed and he said, Bhagavan is the supreme controller. Anyway, I introduced the son of Nittai and Gaur, namely Sankirtan, as being an all-rounder. Translate that into Czech. You must have the word all-rounder in Czech. It's a sports term. All-rounder. It comes from sports. You don't have that term?
It's maybe cricket. We don't.
No. Well, it means, in soccer also, means you could play in any position.
Oh, yeah. Shastrani.
Yeah, and cricket means you can do batting, bowling, fielding. So, Sankirtan Prabhu, Sankirtanayika Pitaro, the son of, Nittai and Gaur are the fathers of Sankirtan, so I was making that. So, it's good in distributing books, training others, driving, and now, I think for the first time I saw translating, for me. Is it?
Is it? For you, I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay, so that's a good qualification for a devotee, to be an all-rounder. As Prabhupada often said, do the needful. That means we have to serve Krishna.
Podle toho, jakou má Krishna potřebu.
Prabhupada gave an example. I'm just trying to remember what it was. Something like this. If Krishna is feeling hot and someone needs to fan him, but you say, no, I have to chant my rounds, that's not a devotee.
You have to
do what is needed. Of course, there are always many things to be done in Krishna's service, not that we should neglect chanting our rounds in the name of doing other services. And the point is that a devotee should be conscious. That's the meaning of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is maybe even more precisely defined as Krishna conscientiousness. Do you know the difference between these two words? Consciousness means a general awareness, and conscientiousness, it means attentiveness. Conscientiousness means that consciousness when you're performing a service and you're very much aware of everything you're doing, so you don't make mistakes, so you do what is required and you don't neglect to do what is which should not be done. You do not neglect to do what should be done. For instance, a mother will see that her child has got some warm clothes when he's going outside to play, because she's conscientious, she's taking attention, she's aware of the need. So this Brahminical initiation is given not on the basis of being Brahmins in the traditionally understood sense of the term in India. We're not anything, or we're quite dissimilar in many ways to traditional Brahmanas in India. But it's being awarded on the basis of service to Krishna. Harinam, that's what we call first initiation, that's initiation into the chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada wrote that the actual result of chanting the holy name will be seen when one is enthusiastic to serve Krishna. And when one is seen that one is chanting nicely and enthusiastic to serve Krishna, then Brahminical initiation may also be awarded. This awards the eligibility for serving Krishna in his deity form, and it's the certificate that one is fit to preach Krishna consciousness and set an example for others. So that's a simplification of the meaning of Brahminical initiation, stated very simply. Shastric knowledge is also important. And demonstrated advancement in Krishna consciousness in terms of Brahminical qualities as described by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. What are the qualities of a Brahmana mentioned by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita? Can you say? Say it. Say it. You should learn this. Tell the translation. Traditionally, in the Vedic system, women were not offered any initiation. That was considered to be their marriage was considered to be they would partake in the initiation of their husband. In the Pancharatrik system, which is especially meant for worshipping Krishna, women are also given a Pancharatrik mantras, which qualifies them for worshipping the deity according to the Pancharatrik system. Anyway, I'll leave you to. I said my few words. Where's that bell from? It's bought in Udupi?
Maybe.
Ring it?
I got it somewhere, so I didn't bother myself.
Yeah, it looks nice and it sounds nice. All the best things should be used for Krishna. And made for Krishna also. Actually, on these farm communities, we talk about farms, but the scope is for much more than only farming. We should be also making like this all beautiful aesthetic things for the service of Krishna. There's nothing beautiful in modern life. No. Everything is gross. So, beauty comes from beautiful consciousness. Beautiful things should be made by devotees for offering to Krishna the supreme beauty. So like this, everything first class for Krishna. So devotees, they can... Actually, we have to bring in the human culture, first-class culture. So, we find in traditional cultures there was aestheticism in all spheres of life. Now everything is gross, simply made to fulfill some practical purpose without any beauty or culture or fineness. Krishna is worshipped with flowers, but in the modern kind of religion, there's no flowers. Or there's no religion. Otherwise, here in the villages, you'll see they have little statues or grottos with Mary and Jesus, and people offer flowers, but that culture is going down. So lots of flowers should be grown because Krishna is very fond of flowers. You can offer again and again, fresh every day. Nowadays you see in people's houses plastic flowers. Needless to say, they're a very poor imitation of the real thing. And also in the aarties sometimes they play recordings of kirtan, but better to have devotees performing kirtan, fresh every time. Otherwise maybe in future they'll be offering a plastic plate of bhog to the deities. Just take it and every time do some prakshanam and offer it again and again. In many temples in India, they have an arati machine. Have you seen that? It rings the bell and makes the drum. And But the whole point is that the Lord has come, and it's supposed to be an opportunity for people to come regularly and ring the bell and sing His glories. So again and again, devotees are being initiated as brahmanas in ISKCON temples. And again, we go to temples, not in the Czech Republic, but in many other places where the deity worship is either much reduced or not being done by brahmanas, by non-brahmanas. And the brahmanas are too busy engaged in non-brahminical activities to worship the deities. So not only does brahminical initiation bring the eligibility to worship the deities, but also the responsibility. All right, that's enough for now. And Hare Krishna.